This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ripped.
NASCAR.
Four-time Cup champion, Jeff Gordon.
I definitely know where you're coming from, and that's what it really, truly takes.
IndyCar.
She's the newest IndyCar Series winner, Danica Patrick.
I know. Yeah, let's do it.
Formula One.
From the driver's perspective, David Hobbs.
To not have a race in North America, to me, is frankly appalling.
Sports cars.
He's been unstoppable in the factory Corvette, Johnny O'Connell.
It's very cool to be talking to you this time all the way from Le Mans.
And NHRA drag racing.
NHRA funny car champ, John Force.
Big money, all the money's here. It's just a race everybody wants to win.
WFO Radio is Total Motorsports.
Bring it on.
Fasten your seatbelts. Fire up the ignition. And drop the hammer. Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
You know, I don't normally make a big deal about my birthday there, Giovanni, in Miami.
Well, that's why I'm here.
There you go. Hey, everybody, it's my birthday. On WFO Radio, there's a lot of different things that this really illustrates, and I think first and foremost, the dedication to the program. I know a lot of people out there that would have just phoned it in, best of, the Tommy time repeated over and over again from the past 2 weeks, the best of Tommy time for 6 minutes.
It could have worked.
It could have definitely worked.
I told you, we could be, hey, we're in South Florida. We could be over at the beach with a couple of cocktails in our hands, checking out the honeys.
We're congratulating each other on showing up to work. So, here we are. Speaking of Tommy Noodles, Southie Rules. Does anyone know that Tommy is a big-time television star now, and we have an exclusive with him? His own time, Tommy Time, will be heard on this show.
Wow, we are surrounded by winners.
Yes. And then there's us. The first edition, first show, first episode of Tommy Time, and Tommy didn't even make a big deal about it. He didn't get on the horn and say, hey, everybody, watch me. But here a day later, everyone is buzzing about it. Southie Rules, A&E, Tommy Noodles, big star.
You know, he should have said something before the fact so everyone could have seen the premiere.
Big mistake, Tommy. I would have had people over. We would have done a party. We would have done a lot of big things surrounding this, but I also understand where Tom is coming from.
Well, he's got to see what...
Completely.
What the editing's going to look like.
Not only that, but he tells everybody and then it doesn't air, or something happens, or there's a fire in the TV station, and then everybody's like, you were not TV Tom. Now he's been on. I've seen the screen captures. He's been on. He is officially a big-time television star that we are... close and personal friends with.
You know, I have a theory on this new TV stuff.
Yes, this newfangled invention called the television.
No, I have a new theory on TV, even though TV is old.
Your theory is going to be on television.
No,
what
my
channel,
theory
what show?
Is new.
You have a new theory.
Correct.
Regarding television.
My new theory is that those people who are on television are no longer a big deal, since everyone's on TV. Those of us that are not are actually the... big deal. Like, hey, there goes somebody that's not on TV.
A lot of people are on television right now. But now that we've got a great close personal friend who is on TV, it suddenly becomes not a big deal. That
got it.
I'm against it. No, it's got to be a big deal. I'm making it a big deal. I think it's a big deal. It would be par for the course for us, though, that happened. But no, it is a huge deal. It is a massive deal. I'm going to the TiVo. In fact, right now, all the audience...
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to the TiVo. I'm programming in a season pass for Southie Rules, A&E. And there's only one reason. You realize a show about people from Baston...
South Baston, at
...is
that.
Really against my DNA. And yet I am going to be a devout viewer only for the moments where Tommy Noodles is on television. This is great. Another WFO brush with greatness. I wish him the best. I expect everybody to write fan letters to Tommy, to A&E, for his character, which, to be honest...
Is it a reality show? Is he playing Tommy Noodles, or is he actually,
no.
Like, acting?
He's acting.
Wow!
He's acting.
I thought he was part of a reality show and maybe had a small gig in it, a one-time thing.
Tommy and I have spoken about this briefly a couple of times. You know, we've recently given Tommy his own segment on the show because I sensed the aura of talent and amazement years ago from Tommy Noodles. I did. He'll be the first to tell you. All those trips to the McDonald's and Burger King over there in D.C., lots of conversation. Regardless, my understanding, it is like, and it's always sunny in Philadelphia, except a quirky, weird comedy show, except about Southeast, from Boston.
Yeah, those guys aren't really funny.
Maybe they're funny to their own people. Maybe they're funny. Maybe it's funny. I'm sure it's funny. If Tommy's on it, come on. We eyed Tommy as a great comedic mind years ago. And look, once again.
Way to go, Tommy.
The eye for talent. Oh, no, way to go, Joe. The eye for talent.
All right, way to go, Joe.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Getting Tommy on TV.
I knew we should
replace
on TV. Rainbow J. I'm just teasing. Rainbow J is still out there. I hear he's got his own TV show ready to drop on History Channel. It's insane. Folks, welcome to the show. A lot going on. Yes, today is my birthday. I turned 40 today, 4-0.
Oh, my God. I'm ancient.
I feel great about it. I really do. I don't have a choice.
That's a lot of decades, man.
That's four.
How's that weight of the world on your shoulders?
I feel fine.
Do you feel any different than you did yesterday?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What,
I do.
A little more mature? More responsible now?
I know that no one could confuse me for being inexperienced. When you're in your 40s, you are a man. You're an adult. There's no doubt. It's not close. No one. I think of our great friend and mentor, Neil Rogers, calling a lot of people in their 30s punky kids, but no one in their 40s. When you're in your 40s, you're different. You're just a different group. You're a decade removed from your 20s. You're not even close to your 20s. You're 10 years away. It's a whole new kind of flying altogether, Giovanni, and you'll get there soon.
Oh, no way.
In fact,
long time.
You got that music queued up? Get it ready. don't worry, folks. We're going to talk some racing. We're going to take some calls today. Yes, we're going to take some calls, maybe. We're going to take some calls from some listeners out there, like, wanted to call in the show, and so we arranged some things, and we're going to make it happen right here on the show. Now, when you're hearing it, it will already be too late. But this is the birthday spectacular. Speaking of which...
The extravaganza!
Hit the music. And a big happy 40th birthday to the great Giovanni in Miami.
Today's not my birthday.
Those of you who are listening to the program on Friday, which many of you are, it's Gio's birthday right now. At the time of the show, it wasn't. It was my birthday, but since he's 2 days after me, to many of you out there, it is. How about that? The time-shifted aspect of our program allows me to wish you happy birthday. Happy 40th, 4-0, 4-0, four decades. Old man.
Yeah, I feel old, ancient.
Yep.
Thank God I'm not there yet. But as soon as I get on Friday, I'm going to be feeling really old.
See, it is Friday to a lot of the people that I'm talking to right now.
Oh, God, I feel like if I just age 10 years overnight.
I'm talking to the Friday people right now who it is your birthday. See, I got a great...
Wow, this is... Talk about blowing my mind.
Well, that's what happens. This is time-shifted media. We are time-shifted. Someone who's listening to the show 10 years from now?
It'll still be our birthday.
We're 50. How about it? Yeah, have you thought about that? A lot of our listeners are very old. I want to thank Rudy and everybody. A lot of really nice messages from people about the birthday and all of that. Just to get you up to speed with some other people who have their birthdays today, the 30th of January. Kind of interesting. One I hear is Wendy Venturini.
All right.
That's kind of interesting.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman is 83.
The coach!
Tammy Grimes, 79. I don't know who that is. Vanessa Redgrave is 76.
Actress.
Marty Balin of Jefferson Airplane and the Jefferson Starship is 71. Phil Collins is 62. You think he's got one more in him? Phil Collins.
Another birthday or another hit?
Either. either. Who else? Actor Charles S. Dutton, 62. Comedian Brett Butler, 55. Jody Watley, 54. Country
singer Tammy
Cochran's 41. Christian Bale is 39. We are older than Christian Bale.
And Batman.
Yes. Well, he was also in the Dragon movie. Everyone loves the Dragon movie. I got a couple of big ones, though, that I want to drop. Josh Kelly's 33. That's not one of the big ones.
No idea.
I don't know who that is. Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show. Fez.
Oh, God, yeah,
he's
that's
33.
A big one.
Fez is 33. And this is, I'm reading the Miami Herald, MiamiHerald.com. Miami Herald fails to mention my personal favorite January 30th birthday, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
You'd think that should be near the top.
You'd think that the 32nd president of the United States, the guy who got us out of the Great Depression, the guy who helped us win World War II, who, regardless of who or what or whatever, is widely considered one of the greatest American presidents of all time. Of all time. The Miami Herald would add him in the birthday thing. But no. Definitely not. Who else? Brooke Hyland, Kid Cudi, Phil Collins. Here's more. Here's more. Here's more. Dick Cheney, former vice president, not mentioned in the Herald.
Wow.
Dick Cheney. Dick Martin. Didymar Berbatov,
the
Bulgarian striker that played for Man U. You don't know that? Come on.
Nope.
Andy Milonakis.
Oh, here I got one. Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose.
Fab Five. ESPN.
Dorothy Malone. Erica Levy. Who are these people? Payne Stewart.
Payne Stewart, the dead golfer.
Deceased.
Remember the plane ride?
Yeah, it was a horrible way to go out. Just flying into nowhere. Trip to nowhere. Look at all these people. This is insanity. Why is my name not on this list? Davey Johnson.
Tom Izzo, football coach. Or
this is
coach.
All January 30th birthdays. Look at this. I've got some great people. Why am I not on the list?
Davey Johnson, baseball manager.
I just said that.
Wow, I didn't hear that one. Must not have been listening to you.
Joseph McConnell, fighter pilot during the Korean War. And, of course, Josh Friedman. We share a birthday as well.
Oh.
Me and Josh. And so there you go. But the one I am most proud of is FDR. I think that's cool.
That's as big as it gets.
I think it is as big as it gets. He was kind of a big deal. A little bit. So we got a lot to get into here on the show. Going to take some calls. Call. But I guess what is most important for me to tell you right now, if you are listening to this show, it's time to begin getting ready for the WFO Radio Fantasy Leagues.
Woohoo! All right, I'm about to give the code out, everybody.
The code is not going to be given out.
I'm going to give it right now. Ready?
Yeah.
Fantasy@WFOradio.com.
Yes.
Woohoo!
We're asking you to send an email to this because we want to gather a list, an email list of all the people who play the league with so many people each year who at the last second, is it too late? And it's stressful because I think about these people and I love you all and I want you all in the league and we don't know how to reach out. We don't have a database of our fantasy players and it's just people who start thinking at the last second, hey, let me reach out to Joe in 20 different ways, some by email and some on Facebook and some on the show and just a million different ways. So what we're asking you to do is join our Fantasy League database by emailing fantasy@WFOradio.com. That's fantasy@WFOradio.com. Now, I know we've got our VIP group, Rich York, the Dirty Hippies. He's in. Money Man is in. These guys are in. I got those people covered. Okay? If you want to send an email, that would be great. I would appreciate that anyway. But I also know like Craig in Seattle. He plays, and he's got a couple of buddies. Rich in Saugus has got a couple of buddies. It would be great if they emailed us, because we want to be able to reach out to the entire Fantasy League database of anywhere between 30 and 100 people. Last year we had 80-something. I imagine now that we're changing the way we do it, it may be fewer. In the past, people would just see, hey, Fantasy League, Facebook, WFO, I'll join it, whatever. And it's not going to go down like that this year. We want people in the league to be listeners of the show. That way, when I bust some chops, they're listening. Do you have to listen to every single week? No. Do you have to listen in order? No. But at least get what we do, understand the concept that we're doing a show, that the league is a supplement to the show, not just some guys with a league. fantasy@WFOradio.com. There you go. I think we've made a big deal of it. We'll do it again later. Now, on the show this week, of course, the Rolex 24 last week, and we didn't go in depth about the Rolex 24 last week. We didn't. We're having fun. I made some comments about Dale Jr., got some people riled up, bothered a little bit about me attacking, quote-unquote, Dale Jr., and I don't think they really understood where I was coming from, and it is a shame because I'm a big Dale Jr. fan. What am I supposed to do? If you can't have an opinion about the team that you're a fan of, for instance, if you listen to the Yankee Roll Call show, you know that when we do it, which we do not too often anymore, although this would be a good week to do it, given all the A-Rod nonsense.
It'd be a very negative show.
Everybody, well, yeah, that's what most of them are, negative shows. That's the whole point. When you're a fan and you're surrounded by other fans, most of the talk is negative. It's not, hey, aren't we great? Isn't it great? Don't you feel great? Isn't it great? It's, man, this needs to be improved. We need to work on this. This could get better. And
well, because we're true fans.
True fans
look at their team, and they're able to realize where they're weak and where they need help. And we love to criticize because we feel...
Everybody knows it's just the way it is, that negative conversation is a little more titillating and a little more interesting, and Pollyanna happy, everything's great stuff is not. And part two, Dale Jr. is not Jimmy Johnson.
Real disappointing.
If you know what I'm talking about. The Jimmy fans just got to sit back and collect rings. Another ring, please. Ching. Another ring, please. Ching. Dale Jr. hasn't been that way.
And it ran like crap.
For a long time. He's been fighting.
Well, he's got those... What do you call that, the Bush League rings?
Well, he's got
Nationwide Bush
Series. He's also got a Daytona 500, thank you very much, which your guy does not have. So stick it and turn left. But when Dale Jr. has his best ever opportunity, and something gets said that I, as an observer of the mainstream world of sports here on Super Bowl weekend as well, which we will get into, I'm going to call it out. I'm going to point it out. That's what I always did. That's what I always do. And that's what I think is missing in our sport. Embarrassed. What? Till right now, it annoys me. But that is so last week.
Real disappointing.
And I also think that Dale Jr. can go on and win the championship this year, regardless of that. But that is a leading indicator that I do not understand. Why would you feel that emotion? But to those that were bothered about the way I attacked, quote-unquote, Dale Jr., who is a driver that I have certainly dealt with a lot of irritation and nervousness over the years, I feel like I'm entitled.
As a fan, you are totally entitled.
I am totally entitled. In fact...
See, and I agreed that he should have been embarrassed just for different reasons.
Yeah. I know. Exactly. But your guy, when he wrecks the field in a playoff race and destroys literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of equipment, goes, yeah, what are you going to do?
They hated it, but the champions make mistakes sometimes.
Exactly.
I don't care.
And isn't that just the annoying way of the world? So regardless. But last week during our Dale Jr. tirades, didn't get to talk too much about the Rolex 24, the 51st running. And why? I have been and found over the years, I'm very into the Rolex 24, and this year I wasn't. This year I wasn't connected. I don't know why, but I wasn't. But I didn't miss much because Chip Ganassi Racing with Felix Sabatis won again, the fifth time in 10 years, tying a record. Scott Pruitt ties a record, which maybe that's the deal. Maybe it's become a Ganassi show. Maybe, I don't know. And in the GT class, Audi is able to get a big win. The first one for Audi at Daytona. But for whatever reason, this year's Rolex 24, I don't know. We did not get quite the level of excitement that I have in the past. What is the reason? I do not know. Do I have an answer for you? The answer is
no.
No, I do not. Now, this week on the show, yeah, we're going to mention the Super Bowl, but there's two stories. This is almost embarrassing. Speaking of being embarrassed, Danica Patrick and Ricky Stenhouse, Dario Franchitti and Ashley Judd. Two couple stories on the Tough Motorsports Racing Show where we talk about guy stuff, tough stuff. It's like a 90210 episode over here. this one's dating this one, and that one's dating that one, and who's divorced, and who's breaking up, and what's going to happen. But it is a huge story, the Danica story especially, and I think is opening the Pandora's box of negativity. Yes, Pandora's box is being opened. We're going to look right inside Pandora's box and find out what is in Pandora's box. This is a problem that I don't know that anyone has really thought about. We'll get into it when we return right here on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
I am the greatest.
WFO Radio is the CompetitionPlus.com Radio Show of the Year.
Hey, Joe, this is Corey Mihalik of Mihalik Brothers Racing. Kyle and I wanted to call and congratulate you and your team on winning your third consecutive CompetitionPlus.com Internet Radio Show of the Year award. No one deserves it more than you guys.
Craig from Seattle, WFO Radio. Three-peat.
WFO, Joe. This is Bobby from the Bayou. Hey, winning one time, that just shows the newness and the freshness of the show. Second time, maybe a little bit of the same thing, but the third time to win it is just strictly WFO.
Back to back to back.
Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Ah, rumble, young man, rumble.
The one, the only, WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
The greatest of all time, of all time.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car champ, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
WFO Radio is now available on Android.
You know, I get goosebumps just thinking of what you're saying.
For less than the price of a magazine, you get the same award-winning motorsports entertainment that iPhone users have downloaded over 25,000 times.
You know, sometimes you just got to pinch yourself.
We couldn't make this happen.
Ignition. NHRA Nitro. NASCAR coverage. Video. Push notifications. The WFO Radio NASCAR tailgate party pick show and more.
It's a whole different game.
The WFO Radio app is a must for any racing fan. The ultimate racing show. Sports radio for racing fans. It's in your pocket right now.
I'm going to scream.
Search WFO Radio and download it now.
I like it. It's exciting for me, and I know it's exciting for the fans.
Download it now. Now back to WFO Radio Ignition.
WFO Radio Ignition. The Joe 40th birthday special / Super Bowl special. Last night we had Ron Capps on NHRA Nitro. He's going to be at the game, so everyone has to watch for Ron on the sidelines. He is rooting for the Niners. I am rooting for the Ravens. There is a dollar on the line. $1, like in Trading Places. $1.
It was the Dukes.
But if the Niners win, I'm not going to be sad.
No, I'll be happy for Frank Gore, too.
Yes, but Ed Reed and Joe Flacco and the reverse Geo Jinx, there's just so much on the line.
That's the only real reason I kind of don't want Baltimore to win.
Yeah, exactly. Flacco throws five touchdowns and MVP and the greatest Super Bowl quarterback of all time.
He's going to have to throw five touchdowns to wrestle the MVP away from Ray Lewis.
Yes, that is true. Ray, well, hey, this whole PED thing's with Ray. Apparently he's using like a unicorn horn spray or something.
Deer antler.
Deer antler. I'm sorry. 954-889-6796. Just got an email from Larry. Hey, Joe, from the Bay Area, Motorhead here. After last night's show and hearing Caps talk, go Niners. Great show as always, says Mole and NorCal, which is very cool. Now, we're going to take a call or two here on the show. I am going to give out the number. I am going to send out a push notification to people that we are doing the show and to call the Skype line and see what happens. Maybe no one will call. This is the first time we're going to do this ever. Or maybe they will all at the same time. And that will be just as big a problem, but the opposite side. Who knows? It's a grand experiment. But we shall see. But first, I really want to get into this whole Danica Patrick, Ricky Stenhouse problem. Here's the deal. I know I can go on for 20 and 30 minutes at a time from all these different angles, but I'm going to try to cut this one short. Here it is. Danica, as far as I know, and Gio, you be the voice of the listeners out there. If I'm wrong about something, pause me, and I will address it. But as far as I know and understand, Danica is in a very unique situation for many years now. And so as her career unfolds, new challenges are going to unfold as well. New things that we have never really understood or seen before. Danica is the only female athlete that I know of that is actually competing on the same field as and with and against men. I don't know others, too many others, maybe they are, but certainly none that are as highly publicized and known as her. The tennis girls play against other girls, and et cetera, and so on. There is no real mixing and competing against
co-ed.
One another, co-ed, in any other sport. Number two, Danica is one of the, if not the, highest profile female athletes out there. Top five, top three, top two, who knows? But she's definitely very, very exposed. So these are two factors that need to be taken into consideration. When a couple of weeks ago, I said it right here, I thought that this would be Danica being a single girl out there getting in the mix with dating and TMZ stories, and it would definitely create some buzz for her and for NASCAR. And a week later, that's exactly what happened. The rumor comes out that Danica has a boyfriend, and she acknowledges it. I have a boyfriend. His name is Richard. And she's talking about Ricky Stenhouse Jr. There's so many different angles. She goes on to confirm, yes, we are dating. I don't normally say too much about my private life. Always been focused on the track. I didn't want to confirm at Media Day so that we could keep the focus on the season, the Gen 6 car, my sponsors and team. That's what it's all about for me, said Patrick, after announcing that she would be getting a divorce from her previous husband, who I met once and was fine. He was a decent guy. I don't know him at all. I'm not going to comment. Who knows? But here's what I do know, that this story shot around the world like wildfire. Every sports show in our local market that doesn't normally talk about racing or know it exists, we're talking about it. At very least, a quick comment or two about Danica and she's dating. Everybody loves the story of Danica and dating. Am I right?
Loves it.
Loves it. This is the sizzle. This is what people want. This is why I said it would be a good thing for Danica to be on the market. However, there's a dark side to everything. And we will now delve into the dark side. We'll delve into the dark side of Danica dating. First of all, let's not even go down the route that Danica has now become a cougar and she's dating someone that is much younger than her, 5 years younger, and Danica is technically a cougar. That's all.
Wow, I hadn't even thought about that.
That's all for comedy. The cougar talk.
I was actually thinking that she just got a divorce. She might want to just play the field for a little while.
You see, this is not an easy subject because there are multiple layers to it. First of all, Danica has a brand that she has protected, she has grown, she has really got it to be really nice. There are a lot of people out there who already view Danica as a little bit over the edge just because she was willing to do the bikini shots in FHM. A lot of women don't like Danica because they feel like she took the easy way out or she did what she had to do to get attention. I disagree with those women. I think if you are a beautiful person with a beautiful body and a magazine wants to ask you to show it, you show it in a way that is acceptable to the mainstream, and it's going to help advance your career and get you some attention to help you out of the shark tank that is auto racing in America, or whatever you do, I say go for it. I'm not one of those extremely super socially conservative people that think that that's bad. I like it. I appreciate it. I think that there was a reason that these Renaissance models were nudes. There's a reason, because the human body, the female body in particular, I want to point this out, is beautiful. It's beautiful. Not something to be covered or ashamed or dirty or I'm not into that. However, that's already out there. Now, Danica was married and getting divorced. And before she is even divorced, she is dating someone. Doesn't that bring the next question? What's the next question? I don't know. Gio and I haven't rehearsed this. Gio, what's the next question?
Was she running around?
Was she running around? When did this relationship start? Did this relationship start before the divorce, before the papers were filed? Is this relationship the reason for the divorce? Did this, what's going on there all of a sudden? Now, I'm no one to judge. I'm not judging anyone. I'm not judging anyone's life. But then again, this is me, and I'm the kind of person who doesn't judge. Other people definitely do judge. What does that do to the brand? The questions about Danica's adultery, morality, all of these things, all of a sudden come up in the minds of customers who are looking to buy Danica-related products. That's not good. But let's take a second to brush it aside. You know, she was married for X amount of years, and since she to a much older guy, and she's much younger, and maybe he was getting a little tired. You know, those guys in their 40s tend to slow down a little bit there, Giovanni.
I wouldn't know.
Not yet, but
nope.
You will, and maybe she...
I'm like a freight train.
It wasn't like she wanted, and she's now, and she's free, and she's...
I'm not suffering from low T.
She... Which I hear that's very bad, very bad. My dad's always telling me, it's very bad, the low T stuff, don't do it. Which I, you know, I'm very masculine and strong. I don't have, I'm...
But now I hear those commercials everywhere.
Every
since,
day.
Since they were pointed out to me.
I hear it's very unhealthy. That's just what I hear. And I'm not doing it. Regardless. Danica, she's free now. And so she wants to get out there and experience life, or maybe, who knows? It is an unfortunate circumstance of our society that someone like Derek Jeter can do whatever he wants to do. And as many with many, however many,
Derek
be a
Jeter's
single guy.
Single.
Yeah, well, that's what I am saying. But
never
but,
been married.
Yes, but the roles are not the same in our culture, even though you and I might feel this way. We would be in the overwhelming minority. Women do not get to play by the same rules as men when it comes to love and dating. They don't. Call them societal traditions, call them old antiquated ways of thinking, and that the new modern woman should be able to date as many different people as she wants. Yes, yes, yes. But unfortunately, a much larger segment of the population disagrees once again with us. And if someone were to be a woman living their lives like a Derek Jeter does, right, they would be ostracized.
Labeled. They'd be wearing a big A?
They would be wearing a big S.
The scarlet letter?
A big W. They would be definitely ostracized. And forget about those people who are doing the ostracizing. It doesn't matter. It's damaging the brand. So, how many different boyfriends within the traveling NASCAR community that is already incredibly incestuous, and we don't necessarily hear about it, but you can definitely understand that when you have the same 500 people, human beings, hard working, hard playing, with money, going to the exact same place every weekend, 38 weekends a year, some stuff's going to go down, right? You know that, right? It goes down. It's just underground. Except when you're Danica, it's
nothing is underground.
It's not going to be underground. Nothing is underground. So here we are. She's not divorced. She's just a couple months removed, and she's dating Ricky Stenhouse. And it's great. Is Danica ever going to date someone other than Ricky Stenhouse, do you think?
I would go out on a limb and say probably. Highly likely.
I don't think
that this is going to be the be-all, end-all of relationships for Danica.
Probably not. So, okay. So then, Danica Patrick, superstar, story, she's dating another guy. One, the next, whoever it is, whenever it is, for whatever reasons they are, you understand where we're going here?
Oh, I totally see where you're headed.
And I feel bad that I'm pointing this out, but no one else is pointing this out. And this is the reality. This is the thrilla, the real deal. This is something that you are going to hear about. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Smoke?
No.
Who's it
going to
be? What, no. Down the road, you don't think, at some point?
No, man, that's the boss.
How many?
Not everybody does a Ray Evernham.
In a way, but some people do. Ray Evernham does. There's a perfect example. So wait, that's one for one. Not everybody does it, but Ray does it. So why shouldn't Smoke do it? Why shouldn't...
Because he's happy with Kevin and Delena.
You can see and understand there is a problem that is about to unfold.
How many boyfriends before we label her the next Kim Kardashian?
That she is technically, and this brings me to my point... She is technically, in a way, co-workers on the NASCAR Entertainment Tour with these people. She's a competitor, but she's also a co-worker of Ricky Stenhouse. They are both entertainers in the show that is NASCAR. How many different co-workers in the big entertainment show that is NASCAR can any one or the other end up dating?
But, okay, I think you're looking at it all wrong. I think this could be a positive. Can you imagine when Danica's got two or three other boyfriends out there? Like, now we're wrecking cars and bumping and grinding, not just because we're going after the same piece of real estate. Now we have some anger and some emotion involved behind these.
Yeah,
like
there wasn't that already. Maybe you're right, but...
I can't wait to the breakup. They're not even on the same team.
Inevitably, it will happen. Inevitably, for the first time ever, the day that Danica and Ricky Stenhouse are racing for a win after they've broken up, you're right, there's a sub-story, and if those guys on ESPN...
I think this is the bigger story here.
Maybe, no, but listen, this is going to be very bad. No, this is bad.
No, it is, we got to look at the positive.
No,
there could be a lot of good stories
There's no positive here.
Having a bunch of different...
You are going to see the Danica Patrick career and multiple relationship situation go in a terrible direction very soon. People who do not have the same opinions as we do, the same attitude about people doing whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, with who they want to do it, are definitely going to have strong opinions against Danica. Her brand is going to be damaged. And frankly, at the end of this whole thing, I wonder why her people haven't instructed her, Danica, only dating outside of the racing series.
That's where I think it's the big mistake, actually, in reality. I'm kind of joking that it might be a story of interest once they break up and all this.
Well,
and
it's definitely
it could be.
Yes.
But
what if it's the third boyfriend? 5 years from now,
if
she stays in the sport for 5 years, how many different guys in NASCAR if you are just casually living your life? I'm not saying anything negative about anyone. Please do not misunderstand. Danica, if you are listening, I am supporting you. I think this is a big, important thing to consider. You will be mislabeled inappropriately and damage yourself, your brand, in the eyes of millions. You cannot date people in NASCAR. There it is. Danica, You cannot date people in NASCAR. You cannot date your co-workers. You cannot start and end relationships with people that you have to be around for the next 5 years. You cannot. This is a giant error in judgment. It is a massive, massive mistake. I understand why. I understand why.
I think this is like the Hollywood romance. You're on the set. You're doing a movie together for a few months.
Except, well, all right, yes, continue your analogy.
And then you break up when the movie ends.
And when, right, when does the NASCAR movie end?
At the end of the season.
No, it doesn't. It comes right back the next season. And you have to see that person for the rest of your life. 954-889-6796 on our call-in Super Birthday Special. First call, Brian Clearside. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Doing great. Having a great time. Today is the Joe Geo 40th Birthday Spectacular / Pre-Super Bowl Spectacular.
Oh, man. Happy birthday, guys.
/ Call-In Spectacular.
Extravaganza.
All of them. So what do you got for us tonight?
Well, yeah, nice to finally talk to you guys. First thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, a few years ago when you guys were doing the satellite thing, you brought up the Michael Waltrip quote about Auto Club Speedway.
Yes, when he wanted to bulldoze the track and put up banking and make it a restrictor plate track, 2 miles, and work it out and basically create more entertaining racing at a track that was not so great.
It's crazy.
You know how much I love Michael Waltrip. But
yes.
I will say this is the one thing I can't agree with him on.
You're against it.
What's that?
You are for it or against it?
I'm for it. I'm for it. I've been to the track now 4 or 5 times, and I think the facilities are fantastic. I think that, you know, it's not in the middle of nowhere. It's very, you know, it is kind of in the industrial park thing. But other than that, you know, the restrooms are fine. It's big enough. It can handle. The traffic is pretty good. To be honest, it's one of the better traffic situations.
There's an In-N-Out Burger right around the corner.
You betcha. Oh, yeah. Del Taco, In-N-Out, whatever you want. But, I mean, something's got to give. I mean, they already took away the one race, which is fine. Makes it easier for me to get down there, one less time. You know, I feel a little guilty when I don't go, you know, when it's an hour away, because I'm in the Los Angeles area. So when it's an hour away and NASCAR's in town, I don't like to not go. So, but the racing's got to get a little bit better there. You know, you lose the sense of speed. It's so big and so wide, and I'm sure the drivers love it. I mean, it is a great track probably to drive, but I don't know.
So what do you want to do? Let's get into it, because I agree. I'm aggressive when it comes to these things, and I believe that the best product that NASCAR has is high banked. The visual that you think of when you think of NASCAR is not a bunch of cars in a line. You think of a pack of cars at Daytona or Talladega, and we seem to have gotten to a point where we're at least accepting that this is how it's going to be. You want to build banking at this thing? Like Waltrip said, 2 miles, high banked, plate track, LA style?
It's crazy.
I'm all for it.
I love it. I think, you know, I think something like 2 miles, but I think, like, you know, what we should go back to saying is the first purpose-built track, right?
In a long time. And yes, first ever. First ever.
Ever.
First ever purpose-built restrictor plate track. Yes. Interesting.
We have too much to do out here. I mean, you used to talk about. I mean, you talked about it before, and you know, but that was years ago. But I think, you know, it's years later, and we're still saying the same thing. I mean, it's a tough market to get into. I mean,
it has to be extreme. It has to get attention. It has to do something that people haven't seen before. And unfortunately, Auto Club Speedway is not that. They've tried to improve it, but it's just not the kind of thing that's going to make you go back again and again unless you are a diehard NASCAR fan like yourself.
Yeah, it's killing my girlfriend too.
I'm sure. Though the women, yeah, they definitely they need even more entertainment.
Well, LA is much like us here in South Florida. It's an event town.
Yes.
They get the Grammys, right. They got the big Hollywood stuff, big Staples Center
sure.
stuff going on.
It
they
takes
need a big
a lot.
Race.
It takes a lot. This is not a podunk one horse little town that we're talking about. But hey, you know, we got NHRA Winter Nationals in a couple weeks. I think that should do it for you.
Yeah. I know, I should really check that out.
Yeah,
huh?
I really think you should. I'll be there. Come on out and hang.
Clear what, side. I'm
going
to go out on the limb.
Are you going out? You're going out?
Yes, sir.
I'll try to get down there.
I will be there.
I'll go out on the limb and say that you're going to love it, dude.
Yeah, I know I'm going to love it. I mean, I think that, I don't believe I've been to, I don't think I've ever been to an NHRA, but I mean, you know, it's awesome. I mean, it's so extreme.
All right, what else you got? Next.
All right. Next, I wanted to ask you a little. I wanted to tell you guys about this game by the iRacing guys that I found around Christmas time. And it's a little bit now. I kind of grown up with simulate, you know, the simulators and stuff like that. I'm a big NASCAR fan. I do the iRacing thing. I'm not like on that Scott Ickes level, but you know, I like to play a little bit. But
Scott Ickes, the champion for WFO Radio, who got even, he actually got an interview with Thor Sport. I don't think he got the gig, but it doesn't matter. Being the WFO Radio iRacing champion, I like to think it helped him get the interview.
It did.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So the guys, I think the same couple of guys who do it, are doing this IGP manager thing. Now, one thing that iRacing doesn't have, if you like to kind of like nerd out a little bit, and get your you know, your teams going. So like, you know, in the simulator, you know, iRacing, it's just about driving. So that's all about. In the old, you know, EA Sports video games, you build your team, you do your you know, you would race, and then you'd also, you're hiring and you're firing engineers and pit crews and all that stuff. And then around 2003-04, EA just totally dropped the ball, killed the you know, kind of killed the arcade / simulation thing for the consoles. So what these guys are doing is, this is more of a straight up management thing. So you can start your own grant. Okay, so it's called IGP, and it's like you have a team that you're managing, and then there's live races every day or every other day. You can invite your friends into the league, and you're hiring drivers, you're firing drivers, you're hiring engineers, you're setting race strategy, and then when the race goes real time, you're not doing any of the driving, but you're acting like the pit crew. So I thought maybe,
so it's more like fantasy GM,
like Farmville. It's a simulation. It's a life simulation, except about racing, and you're simulating the maneuvers of the team principal instead of the driver. You're not bothering to drive. You're just putting the chess pieces on the board, and hopefully it works out, or your team fails.
Yeah, and you're competing against other people, so it's all online people, so it's not like computer stuff. So, like, you're in a league with, you know, you're in a league with, I don't know, 15 other people or something like that, I believe.
How much time do you have to devote to this, like, to be competitive? How much time would you say, daily, weekly, is required to be competitive?
I think, well, depending what league you're in, and especially if you build a custom league, you know, you can set it to race, you know, maybe every other day, maybe Mondays and Wednesdays. So that way, kind of like in the off time, you can, you know, you can just kind of log in every couple days. I'm finding it to be like a little bit of a time suck, but I also have like gotten into a league where I'm doing it like every single day. But, you know, it takes like 10 minutes, you know, when I'm sitting on the couch watching TV with my laptop, and I just kind of like go through and I'm, you know, just got to set your drivers to start researching, you know, maybe speed or technique or control. And then by the time the next race is like at default, you know, then it resets and then you're setting your engineers to, I don't know, develop other things. It's cool. I just thought maybe you guys would, the listeners may want to know about. I didn't really know about it, and I think I was probably got on the iRacing, like I was on their mailing list, and they
very cool. And you access this through the internet. This is not through a game console or anything like that. This is a website that you go to, and you basically play online.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Just, very cool. I bet you our listeners, I'm going to check it out.
It's cool.
And is it free? Does it cost?
There's a free version, and then there's one that costs.
As with
I'm
everything.
Not exactly sure. It's in euros, so
oh.
A little bit. But it's like a full year. It's like you get a full year. But the only thing that I think that unlocks when you pay for it is that there's like a 2D viewer, like you know, like when you're watching like your sprint and when you see the little numbers going around the track.
I see.
That's what you unlock with the paid version, I would say.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, I think it's worth a shot anyway, and it only makes sense that the driving simulators are developing drivers, and we've covered that pretty well. But what about management? What about race strategy? What about behind the scenes? That's as vital a part of everything that we do in the world of motorsports. Why not get some people interested in that? I love the idea. I'm going to check it out. Send me the link.
Yeah, cool. I sure will. And other than that, I mean, you guys were talking about Danica.
Yes. I basically said that Danica is making a horrific mistake by dating people within the sport because as time goes by, whether she's wants to be or not, she's going to be viewed negatively and damage her brand and herself because she might as well be dating coworkers because technically they're all coworkers in the big entertainment show that is NASCAR. And eventually, if she does too much of this, it will reflect very negatively upon her, whether that's rightfully so or wrong. And she should be dating only outside of NASCAR.
Well, how about this, Joe? I work in the entertainment industry. I met my girlfriend because we work together, and she's older. How about that? And it's working out great. I love it.
Well, there you go. Okay, maybe.
See, we didn't even think of the fact that it might work out, Joe. See, I pointed out that I can't wait till they break up. Just think of the on-track drama.
I don't know that she's going to marry, date, or stay together with Ricky Stenhouse for the rest of their lives, or at least for the next 6 years while she's racing.
I don't see it either. She's a much bigger star.
Isn't that really what we're talking about? She's dating down. I don't want to be superficial, but isn't she dating down a little bit?
Ricky Stenhouse, rookie.
Danica could get a much bigger star, celebrity stature. She could be dating a movie guy. You know, you're out there in the mix, Brian. Danica could go a long way.
She could absolutely go a long way, but, I mean, what about Ricky, man? I mean, I've been sitting back all week wishing I was him.
From the opposite side of it, the Ricky Stenhouse perspective,
he hit one out of the park.
The
he outkicked the coverage.
The first ever hero. Way to go, Ricky.
Yeah.
My favorite Ford guy.
I mean, she's not a GoDaddy girl anymore, right?
Well, she's not the GoDaddy girl anymore, but they still sponsor her.
Her boyfriend's name is Richard. Brian,
well,
we're going to run.
Maybe she's got GoDaddy issues.
I think she...
that's what I'm hoping.
She might. Well, we're going to see how it all works out. I do think that there's some sizzle, some TMZ-style sizzle to the Danica dating stories. Just, I wish they were outside of the world of NASCAR as opposed to within the pit area, the garage area. I think that's going to turn out negatively for her. Brian, great catching up with you. And, hey, a big thanks for offering up your music. People who don't know, Brian is a musician. And offered us up some music, and if you check out the WFO Radio app for this episode of a budding prototype show that we're working on called Test Drive, Brian's music is the open music. So, Brian, thank you so much.
It was a fantastic video, and I appreciate you guys using it, too. I mean, you know, the production value was great.
We're working on that. Sure. If you saw our setup and what we're trying to do with the budget we have, it's I think we're over our heads a little bit, but we're trying to get better every day. So you say it's decent. We appreciate that.
I'm 7 years in the post-production realm, so
well,
I'm saying it's good.
I will tell Carlos. He will be thrilled, and Carlos, who does our production, wanted me very specifically to thank you, so thank you.
Thank you, guys. All right, well, great talking to you. Nice to finally speak with you guys, and I'm going to look into the Winter Nationals and come by and hang out with you guys.
Yeah, man, you got to come. I'll be there midday Friday, definitely Saturday, and all day Sunday.
All right, we'll touch base. WFO, guys. Thanks
all right, Brian Clearside out there with us here on WFO Radio. He's going to be in the Fantasy League. Brian, don't forget, Fantasy@WFOradio.com. Send us your email. All right, there it is. First call on this call-in spectacular, and we're going to get some more going. Maybe I'm going to send out a push notification immediately to our WFO radio listeners out there and see if we can get some more on the line for the big birthday spectacular. Got some other. We still haven't gone into the whole Dashley. That's Dario and Ashley when we come back right here on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Trendline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Trendline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Trendline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Trendline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found and Trendline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials, known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the streets. That's Trendline Oil.
Hey, this is Carlos, WFO radio producer. When you're done watching all the great videos, which I made, on the WFO Radio TV YouTube channel, head over to the WFOradio.com store for some really hot WFO radio gear, like the WFO radio hat, which is now only $15. WFO New Era hats are on sale. Get a hat for your dad, get a hat for your head, or a sticker kit for your truck. WFO radio gear is on sale at WFOradio.com. Get some.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist. I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO. Back to back to back. Radio show of the year. WFO Radio. NHRA Nitro.
WFO, Joe. This is Steve Trucker checking in from out here on the road. I'm just calling to send my congratulations on winning the CompetitionPlus.com Internet Radio Show of the Year for the third year in a row. I listen to your show on my iPhone via the app. I think I may have heard you say a couple of times that it's now available for all you Android users.
Go to the App Store or Android Market. Search WFO Radio and download it now.
So once again, keep up the good work, and we'll see you in the Fantasy League. WFO!
Now back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
WFO!
That's a magic number. It's a magic number.
WFO Radio Ignition. But it's a great promo, though. Steve the Trucker's out there. Hey, Steve, fantasy at WFOradio.com. Get in on that so you can get into the league. These guys, see, that's a perfect guy. Like, I want him in the league. Steve the Trucker must be in the league. He's got to be in the league. How do we know Steve wants in the league? Well, he'll tell us.
He's been in the league.
Forever. But when we want to reach out and contact Steve the Trucker, how do we do it? How do we do it? That is the deal. That is the deal. Got an email here, and then we got to do Tommy Time. What is Tommy Time going to be about? Is Tommy Time going to be about Southie Rules? Is Tommy Time going to be about his new TV show that is going to make him famous, and so a couple months from now he won't even bother to be on the program? Is that what it is? You know, Tommy has got some very devout fans out there. The Web Rocker, I don't even know what to do with the Web Rocker. I'm really happy that the Web Rocker is a big fan of Tommy Noodles. But I really hate the way the Web Rocker hates you like poison. And I don't know what to do. I find myself in a very awkward situation.
Why? It doesn't bother me.
Of course it doesn't bother you. It bothers me. Bothers me.
that the Web Rocker is attacking you all the time. He doesn't like the, he just doesn't like it. He just can't stand it. It's like, can't stand you. But the Web Rocker doesn't realize. See, the Web Rocker just doesn't, he's not connected to reality. He just doesn't know. He doesn't know. He thinks that we're here and it's like XM Satellite, multi-million dollar company. Because it sounds close to the same. He just doesn't understand why some things are different. And it's confusing to him. It's like in The Matrix when they made life perfect. And that the human brain couldn't...
kept rejecting it.
Rejected it because it just wasn't real life. Real life has terrible things that happen.
Confrontation.
Problems.
I love confrontation.
Well, the Web Rocker is generating some confrontation. But then,
bring it on, but, Web Rocker. I'm right here.
But there's a mystery going on because I reported to Tommy that it was annoying that the Web Rocker is always attacking. You know, the show's not the same as it always was. And back, it's like, Web Rocker, give, you know, you got to understand, man. You just don't, he doesn't, he's disconnected. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. And you almost can't blame him. And then all of a sudden, I tell Tommy, and next thing you know, the Web Rocker is like, I love you guys, and this is great, and I just want to post because I've been a big supporter for long. Look at my sticker. I've got my hat on. So I'm wondering, if did Tommy tell the Web Rocker, hey, man, the guys from WFO are about to put you in the Phantom Zone and launch you out into space.
In the pod.
Because that's what I considered. I considered, like, what would we do? Have we ever had to... all our listeners have been...
banished. Have we banished anybody?
We've never banished anyone ever.
No, we came close.
And don't worry, Web Rocker, you're not that close to being banished. But that banished is not even the right word. That's why I chose the Phantom Zone. That is perfect. That is exactly what needs to be done to the people who, instead would of being banished, would go into the Phantom Zone. If you want to email me, it's Joe at WFOradio.com. We have a Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter. The WFO Radio Twitter account is out there. It's doing well. We're over 250 followers. And we just acquired this thing not long ago from our great friend, Jake, at the wrestling show. Wrestling fanatics only. Who knew? But we were able to acquire that, and it was great. And so now if you want updates on the show, and just check out WFO Radio on Twitter. It's very cool. Although Gio hates the fact that we follow people who are not celebrities. You don't understand how it works, man. It's a connection to the listeners out there. WFO Radio, WFO Radio Nitro, WFO Joe, WFO Total Motorsports. That's everybody. The only thing we don't have is WFO Gio. But we got to get that soon. Big Super Bowl this weekend. But now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the third or fourth weekly edition of Tommy Time.
Hey, it's that time of week again, and this week's episode going to be a scary one. Think about the worst thing that could possibly happen to you and double it. It's that scary. I was going through my computer the other day, and I saw on my phone that I have an app for my Yahoo Fantasy. And it freaks me out. I'm not ready yet. Like, I'm ready for racing. I'm ready to be a racing fan. I'm ready to enjoy it. But then I saw the fantasy racing. And I'm so terrible at this. Like, well, what do I have to do? Like, is this going to be the year that I at least am top 25 every year? I think I know what I'm talking about. In the Vegas odds, do very well. You know, if I was betting, I'd probably make enough money to survive. But the fantasy, I'm not good at. Someone is going to have to help me cheat this year. So I don't know what I have to do. I've tried using my children. I've tried using strangers who don't know the sport. I've tried using people who know the sport. And I just don't get it. Rich York is going to have to step up to the plate and play my name this year, because something's going to have to happen. I'm going to have to find somebody who will play my name, because I'm tired of being terrible at this. What does one have to do? I can't consistently be this awful. So now that you're sitting there all freaked out because it's that time of year again, you know, yes, we've all waited for racing to come back, and we've all waited for our big driver. But then I had to go and ruin it with fantasy racing. It is such a stressor for me. And we don't need this in our lives. So this year, someone's going to play my name. But nobody can tell Joe. Nobody. We're going to keep this a secret. So go to my Facebook page. Let me know who it's going to be. But do not tell Joe. And I'll talk to you next week.
Tommy time, folks. Tommy time. Tommy Noodles can
I'm
be heard.
I'm glad you weren't listening.
I was. I just got back into the studio after a quick run to the facilities here at the Castella Media Palatial Studios. What did Tommy have to say?
He was just talking about the Fantasy League.
Oh, really?
I think he's not going to join this year,
fantasy
is what I took from it.
At WFOradio.com, fantasy at WFOradio.com. Really? Listen, if Tommy allows a listener to play his team, whatever, man. Whatever it takes. Tommy
it's
has
gonna
been
sad because the listener will clearly do better than Tommy.
Clearly. Tommy has been a pathetic excuse for a fantasy player. I think you would think that someone as resilient as Tommy Noodles would want to overcome this obstacle himself. And so the year that he is challenging for the top 10, challenging Rich York and the Dirty Hippies for the victory, he would be proud. He would be able to go to his boys and say, look, look what your father did. Look what he accomplished against all odds. Look how I have overcome. But no, he's going to turn it over. He's going to do the PEDs. He's going to use the unicorn horn spray, the HGH of Fantasy League. I'm against it. I am against it. So now, I wanted to mention, since we're talking relationships in motorsports, I wanted to mention this breakup with Ario, which is Ashley
Dashley.
And Dashley. Dashley, Ario, whatever. What if we do that with Ricky and Danica? Is it Ranica or is it Dicky? It's just not working. You see all the possibilities that this kind of stuff opens up just for the superficial.
It's Danrica.
Danrica? Danrica. Love it. Danrica and Dashley or Ario. Whatever you use, you sports media, motorsports people who are listening to the show on the sly, we demand the credit for this. I'll send a tweet later. Anyway, I think it's just sad. I think it's sad. I know a lot of people don't like Ashley Judd. Anytime you are a famous person, lots of people don't like her for a million reasons.
Because she works for the Kentucky Wildcats, probably.
Not just that. People don't like that she's an activist with the wolves. You know, don't shoot the wolves from helicopters. They don't like her because she gets a lot of attention from the TV cameras. They don't like her because she's always talking about how great her husband is when he wins, but he's the one winning and they're not talking to him. They're talking to her. They don't like there's a lot of reasons. You get 100 people in a room and ask them about something. There's going to be a lot of balanced opinions and then there's haters. Haters of whatever it is, and you almost can't blame them. They hate people for whatever reasons they choose, and they have the right to. Well, Ashley Judd has a lot of haters, but I think she's nice, and I think she's pretty, and she was cute in that movie when she was in her skivvies. There was one. It was one of those date movies. I don't remember. I remember the trailer, though. That was big. But I always thought that they had a great entertainment biz marriage. And this is
it appeared that they
well, did. They did, and even the notice that they sent out, it sounds like it's going to be amicable. It's just a bummer. Any time that a loving relationship dissolves, it is a bummer. But I also understand that her career and his career, very busy. Two totally different schedules, and I am under the impression that she may be considering a run for office in the state of Kentucky. Now, that may happen. There is rumors swirling that she may be running for the Senate. If that is the truth, can you see that working out? Ashley Judd, Senator, Dario Franchitti, racer. Forget everything other than the schedules. How does that work? When do they see each other? When do they hang out together? How do they do that? How do they make it work? It's a bummer for Dashley. But I wish them both well. Dario, of course. Dario, of all the racing drivers out there, there have been some who have been jerks. Very, very few, the jerks. There have been some who have been cordial professionals. Most have been cordial professionals. There have been some who have been genuinely friendly, nice people and have reached out. Dan Weldon was one of those. Dan Weldon was a genuinely nice person, would go out of his way to come over to ask what you're doing. Tell me about WFO. What's it like? What's it about? How's it going? What are you going to do with it? Interested. Dario is one of those guys. Nice person. Friendly. Comes across as if genuine. And so I wish him the best. Very nice. Spent a little time with Vegas. So let's go out to the phone line. Let's check out our WFO phone line and take another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh.
WFO.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to be on the air, Joe.
You're on the air, Big Daddy. This is it. Who is this?
This is Bobby Graham in the Bayou.
Bobby Graham in the Bayou on the 40th birthday Super Bowl spectacular. What's up, Bobby? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Well, enjoy the show all the time. I do it on my app. I got one question for tonight. How does it feel to be 40?
Wow. It feels different, but the same. It feels the same because yesterday I was just the same as I am today. But but now I know that I am older and wiser, and I feel more like an adult. I feel more adult-like.
Well, Joe, you're doing a great job on the show, so the experience is showing and paying off.
Well, thank you for that. And Bobby, since we're communicating, and we're going to do these call-in shows every now and again. I put the word out on the app. Look, people call. I like it. Thank you for being such a ardent supporter of us and tweeting and retweeting and being out there in the community and forcing your coworkers to listen. That's what we really like, when you force people to listen.
We do it. We force it. We plug it in the stereo in the shop, and we tell them. They all know now when it says WFO, they all holler it out. So.
Oh, that's great. Well, we love those guys, and make sure, I guess if they end up listening to this. What's up, guys? Thank you. Your boy Bobby right here is a good guy. How are things down in the bayou?
Man, things are good. We had a good rainstorm yesterday, but the sun is shining now, and we're headed to work. But we just wanted to get the call in to you real quick there, Joe.
All right.
And just tell you happy birthday.
And if you're going to join the Fantasy League, send us that email, fantasy@WFOradio.com, and we'll make sure to get you in the league. Thank you so much for the birthday wish. It has been a great day, 40. Everybody I know says it only gets better and better, so I'm very excited about it.
Well, I won't tell you how I feel then. I got about 15, 16 years.
Okay, so. Well, when does it start turning bad, Bobby? What age?
All right, man. Take care.
All right. There he goes. Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it. Bobby Graham from down in the bayou.
All right. Our boy Bobby in the bayou.
One of the most devout WFO fans out there.
Go Tigers.
Yeah. There you go. And the Super Bowl is down there.
That's right.
That's
N-O-L-A.
I was talking Erica Enders and Richie Stevens. Richie.
They are down in the bayou.
Stevens. They are down in the bayou as well. And she says the Super Bowl has taken over, and it's an awesome experience down there.
As it should. It takes over here when it comes over here.
Yes. Looks like we're going to get those stadium changes here in South Florida.
Oh, yeah, that beautiful canopy.
Big mistake, folks. Big mistake. Miami
Dolphins.
If you're
going to do something, do it right. Retractable dome. Retractable roof. But a canopy does not work in South Florida, not with the weather
we
get.
It'll work kind of, but it's not going to achieve the goal that they want. Look up Joe Robbie or Pro Play. What is it? Dolphin Stadium.
Dolphin Stadium, I think it's called now.
And they've got a redo. They're going to do it. They're going to basically
renovation
a tax on the local community to put this, change the stadium in some positive ways, moving the seats closer to the field, which I am all for that. But this canopy thing that they're going to put on the top, that looks like the Phantom Zone. It's just a big square. It's like a big Chex or a Cheez-It. Is what it is. It's like a Cheez-It sitting on top of the stadium, a big square. And my thought is hurricane. The first hurricane that's going to come is just going to take that thing away and bring it to Bobby down in the bayou. They're going to get a big square deposited right on the beach. So I don't know.
Their stadium's already is a dome. They don't need the canopy.
It's the weather is going to bring it there by accident.
Oh,
it's going to carry it there. It's a big problem. Now, we got an email. Here's one from Rudy. Joe, happy birthday, man. Hope you enjoy your day. There's a little package on its way to you. You should be receiving it the next day or so. I forgot to put the note in the box, so I hope you enjoy the contents and share a little with Gio and the guy, says Rudy from his iPhone. I don't know, but I'm expecting a lot out of this package just by the very mysterious nature of the email. What could be in it? It sounds like
a small package, poison.
It sounds... like questionable. And here's another one that we got from across the pond from Martin Carlson from Sweden. Hi, Joe and WFO. I've been listening at WFO for a long time. I've been writing to you a few times. I work a lot with motorsport in Sweden. I have a company that builds race cars, and I'm involved in the Swedish motorsports industry. I have some thoughts about going back to the United States on motorsports travel, watching as much motorsport that I can. It would be really fun to meet you guys and talk to you live. See, with our new call-in shows that we're going to do, because we're going to kind of do this now. It's working, sort of. We didn't put out the call in advance that we were going to take some calls because I was really concerned about the logjam aspect of it, because we don't have a traditional phone system like a regular radio station would, where you can put five callers on hold and then take one and then drop one and then take the next. We're kind of working with Skype, so this had the potential to be a massive train wreck. So instead, we kind of just surprised everyone, hey, we're going to take some calls. And we got a couple calls, and I would call it a tremendous success right now. We're going to do this when we do the Ignition show and see how it goes. And maybe Martin can call in one of those times. You can Skype to Skype WFO Radio. That would be great. He goes on to say... Also, due to the role I play in the motorsports industry in Sweden, I would happily invite you to Sweden for the Swedish Touring Car Championship and watch it, and also see how we do it in Sweden. Just let me know, and I will set up all things with backstage passes and such. Maybe interesting stuff for your show, a non-domestic event. What's your thought? I'll guide you in Sweden myself. Welcome over the lake. Stay strong, guys, says Martin.
All right, Martin.
So we just got...
I got my passport ready.
I have my passport ready as well. Martin wants to invite us to Sweden. Martin, I would love to go to Sweden. I took a class in college, and every girl in the class was Swedish.
Wow, that must have been a great class to be in.
Walking in the door was one of the best experiences of my whole life, even to this day. Walking in.
Was it swimming?
No, what was it?
That would have been the best if you were
marketing,
swimming with a whole bunch of
something
Swedish
very
girls.
Strange. They were all au pairs in the United States working, and they were very nice. I learned some things. Profanity. I don't know if I want to say them, because Martin could be he could be offended by what I think to be Swedish profanity, which might not even be. It could be something else. They could have just told me anything.
That's probably some form of profanity. That's usually what people tell other people when they're
so the answer, Martin, is WFO Radio would love to go to Sweden to watch racing, and we could definitely do some form of broadcast from Sweden. The problem is obviously the economics of the situation. Myself, Giovanni, the time away from here, being over there, the cost of the travel, the airfare, et cetera, and so on, lodging, et cetera. But the heart is in the right place, and we appreciate the invite. And as WFO Radio continues to grow and build our war chest, so to speak, we would love to get out of the United States to look around, to come across the pond, to check out things, to go do some stuff from the Nürburgring Nordschleife and make some laps. I've certainly been practicing on my PlayStation. All right, as we come to a close, I feel like we've covered most of the important things in the world of motorsports. I'm sure there's some big piece of news that we always leave out. I'll remember it right after the show. But this show has developed into a real just gathering of motorsports friends, and hopefully we cover it all. You can definitely email us, joe@wforadio.com. You can get me on Twitter, WFOJoe. That's my personal account. WFO Radio is the station. And news and information about... Oh, here's one from Doug. Happy birthday. Good pun on Reinhardt's report. Glad he's okay. See you at the Winter Nationals, says Doug. Thanks, Doug. NHRA Nitro last night. Erica Enders Stevens and Ron Capps. Ron Capps is going to be at the game. Speaking of which, the big game. Let's devote a moment or two to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Catching me by surprise over here.
I doubt it. I've said it many times. First of all, I'm a big racing fan, and if I choose any motorsports, it would be racing, or a sport, it would be racing. especially because I participated in. Speaking of which, oh, there's always more. There's always more on this show. I posted a video. It's actually a link to a story on dragzine.com. If you ever wanted to see my old track, Miami Hollywood Speedway, the place where I grew up, I don't really know where, you know, where or why you would care about this, but if you're a racing fan and you want to know where I got the bug, like how did this kid become this, this is a good example. It's a story about racetracks that have been bulldozed from 2011, and maybe I missed it the first time, or maybe I didn't. Maybe I saw it and just didn't get it. But someone walks around the facility. There's an hour of video broken up into four segments. There's an hour of video showing the facility top to bottom. The walk-through tunnel, the crossover bridge, the top end, the big concrete grandstands, the tower, the track, everything. In 1991, which is the year I graduated from high school. So I was I'm not in the video, and I'm not announcing on the video. A great friend of mine, Dale, was announcing at the very tail end of the fourth video. But if you want to see the kind of facility that I grew up at, the drag strip that I went to, this was built in 1966 or 67. The Z-Max Dragway of the 1960s. One of the nicest drag racing slash motorsports facilities anywhere in the world at the time happened to be the track that I was at growing up at, and I think you will see it from the video. It's fantastic. Check it out. It's on the Facebook page, and we've actually jacked the video, and we're going to do something with it. Since Bobby Bennett had me do some voiceover for Spartanburg Dragway, might as well do something from our own classic track, and I think you will like it. It's talk about a blast from the past. I wanted to share it with you because I ended up just watching for an hour of this guy walking around talking about Wednesday night test and tune. It had rained, so the track was not full, which is unfortunate. Because there are some really... my good friend Ronnie Simone's Ford Probe, 1990 Ford Probe, Jerry Haas Pro Stock car that they bought for bracket racing. And goes out and wins the track championship with it, back in 1990, I believe. Maybe it was Moroso he won the track championship. Regardless, check out the video. That's my track. That's the place. No longer exists. Now it's a West Fork Regal movie theater. Which is really just... tragic. Can you imagine 15 minutes from where we sit right now, Giovanni? You understand what that would do?
First, I remember, right by the Sportatorium.
It was right there. You can see the Sportatorium in the distance. On the video, I think you can see like the vapor from all the drugs emanating from the soil. You can see the ghost of all the rockers that were there and all the craziness that happened at the Sportatorium. Google search it. It's crazy. All right, the big game.
All right.
I'm going Ravens all the way. As far as who do I think will win, that's kind of where you come in, since you're more the gambling expert on the program. All the intangibles, like last week when I told you that the Ravens were going to beat the Tom Brady's, and you didn't believe me, it's the year of Ray Lewis, isn't it? Isn't it the year of Ray Lewis? And now all this PED talk, it's got him angry, I think. And Ed Reed, I'm hurt dog. Coming out, Ray Rice, Joe Flacco, they seem like a team on a mission. On the flip side of things, in the Harbaugh, Reinhart said last night that he feels like that Colin Kaepernick is going to benefit from being inexperienced. The he don't know what he don't know, I disagree. I think Colin Kaepernick is obviously an amazing talent and a prototype, and thank goodness they benched Alex Smith. Wow, great decision. But when you go through this process, I think it can turn the mightiest of mighty into something else. And I think the pressure may get to him, and that's going to be a very tough defense they're going up against. And who knows, maybe Kaepernick is running and gets hit by Ray Lewis and gets injured, and who comes in the game?
Alex Smith.
And who knows which
Agent Smith.
Who knows which way this is going to go, and that's why it's so compelling and interesting. But I'm with the Ravens. I want the Ravens. I got a dollar with Ron Capps that says the Ravens. That's where I'm at. Giovanni, your analysis.
Well, as you know, I was not necessarily with the Ravens just because I thought that Tom Brady was a much more qualified quarterback than Joe Flacco, but let's not even go there.
Every indicator said that the Patriots should have won.
Correct.
Every one of them. So you're okay there.
But I'll give you, the Ravens now have back-to-back weeks beat Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
On the road.
Correct. And the week before that, they actually beat the next slice of bread, Andrew Luck, even though that was at home. So in back-to-back-to-back weeks, they have beat Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady now to get to the Super Bowl. So I would say that if you kind of look, even though they didn't close out the season on a hot streak like you usually get with the Super Bowl champs, this is a team that's eerie similar to the Giants of last year, who ended up 9-7 and just were getting healthy and right at the right time of the year, and they ran through the playoffs and won the Super Bowl, beating Tom Brady and the Patriots again. So I would think that with similar results of Ray Lewis going out and retiring, and I think that kind of win one for Ray Lewis mentality is out there. And so I think Baltimore is probably going to win. Right now they're a slight underdog, 3.5 points. So Vegas doesn't think that the game is heavily favored either way, I guess, when you look at it. A 3-point
like
line
it.
Is not
I
too
like
bad. But I think I'm going for Baltimore also, not just because of that, even though it would be like Joe Flacco winning and becoming a Super Bowl champion, and then I'd have to hear that. But I don't think I want San Francisco to win another Super Bowl.
That would be six.
That would be six. 6-0. The only undefeated franchise in the Super Bowl with that many appearances.
That's insanity.
With multiple wins. How about that?
That is just too much. Yeah, well, we'll see. But if it goes either way, I have no ill will.
No,
Jim Harbaugh is co-owner of Panther Racing, so he's an IndyCar guy, which is kind of cool that we got like a Motorhead connection in there. And Ron Capps is going to be on the sideline holding one of those big parabolic microphones, so watch for Ron and send us your screen captures of Ron on the sidelines. As far as the commercials go, the only buzz I've really heard about the commercials is the Kate Upton commercial, and I kind of think I've already seen it, which is her in a pair of, there's a bunch of guys washing the car for her. I think I've seen Kate Upton look way better 1,000 other times, but maybe that's a deke, and the real commercial is going to be something amazing.
It's a teaser.
Remember the Adriana Lima commercial? There's a lot of great commercials. I'm into the commercials. I'm into that aspect of it. I wonder if it's being broadcast in 3D. I haven't heard. Who knows? But anyway, that's going to do it. Guys, thank you very much for sharing my 40th birthday with me and Gio's as well, if you're listening on Friday. If you're not listening on Friday, Gio's birthday is in 2 days. So who is sharing your birthday with you? Gorbachev?
No.
And who? P. Diddy?
Yeltsin.
Boris Yeltsin.
And it wasn't P. Diddy. It was the Super Freak.
Oh,
Rick James.
And George Jefferson.
That's right. And Pauly Shore and a couple of others.
Pauly Shore, George Jefferson, Boris Yeltsin, Rick James share Giovanni's birthday, and FDR shares mine. And Wendy Venturini. And Josh Friedman. It's close. It's a close battle. All right, guys, thank you so much. Those of you who called in on our first ever call-in edition spectacular special, thank you very much. I think we're going to do that more in the future. We're just going to send a word out on the app. The app, there it is. Maybe we'll put some sort of Skype link on the app to make it really easy. Remember, Fantasy League, WFOradio.com, fantasy at WFOradio.com. And don't forget to watch Tommy Noodle's new show on A&E, Southie Rules, where Tommy is the crazy neighbor, but he is on TV in a big way, and we've got him here, the exclusive Tommy Time. That's going to do it. Thanks to everyone, and we'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.